This is in the Shulchan Menachem, and this is in chapter 315. It talks about the special esrogim of Calabria. You know, in the Chabad tradition, is that we do for the esrog, we take those that grow in southern Italy, and they're called Calabria, they're called, because that's where they grow. Or we also, they're known as Yanaver. You see, that's what they use. Those are the city in which they used to send the esrogim from. Now, what's the advantage of this? You know, also he mentions here there used to be brothers named Kra, I'm not sure, in Genua. That's probably near in Italy over there in that same Genua, right? Yeah. And this was the esrog that the previous Rebbe would use. That was the esrog from Calabria. Now, esrogim present a problem because the fruit, it has to be a straight. It cannot be grafted with a lemon or with something else. You want to make sure that it has to be only that. Now, esrogim sometimes, you know, a good esrog you can get a good price for. I mean, I'm just adding that. But if you just let it grow naturally, maybe that's not so beautiful. You won't be able to charge as much. So there is a temptation of grafting it or trying to improve the quality of the esrog. But that would render that esrog not kosher. The esrog has to be specifically the original fruit, which was the pre-Eitz Hadar, which is the specifically esrog. These fruits, these esrogim that came from Calabria, they have had established a chazaka from all these years that they were sort of pure. So we knew that we can rely on them. That's why they had an advantage that you knew of them. Now, there is another idea about it also. Italy, or they call it Italy of Greece, Italia shel Yovan, it's called in the Gemara. It's an interesting statement. When Jacob and Esav came to their father, to Yitzchak, to get the blessings from him, right? So at first he gave Yitzchak, who basically snuck his way in, pretended to be Esav. So he, first of all, he told him that you should be from the fat of the land, okay? Should be. And then Esav complained. And he said, my brother came, and then he says, I want you to bless me too, after he found out that Yaakov has taken away the blessing because he pretended to be Esav. So, and he was crying, and he said, please let. And then his father tells him, from the fat of the land should be your place. So what does it mean, the fat of the land? So it's actually brought down in the Bereishis Rabbah, it's brought down that it means Italy of Greece. In other words, that had a very special fruit. The esrog was very good. It was considered.
And Italy was always there?
Well, that's a very good question. So we'll see a little bit more about it. But first we have to establish, whenever we do a mitzvah, we have to do it the best way possible. So because the Torah says, Kol Chelev LaHashem, which the Mishnah quotes in Reish Bikurim, that when you bring the best of the fruit, you don't bring from to Hashem as a gift. Always bring the best. You can't bring things that are in the valley. So it means if you're going to do a mitzvah, which needs to be from the best, so you have to be it from the best of the Greeks. So the Rebbe brings down, how do we know that it was a very interesting idea? How do we know that it was from Italy of Yovan? How do we know that? Who says? I don't know. So Rebbe says, interesting, because since first Jacob got the blessing, from the fat of the land, you're going to be living off. Okay, so that was given already to Jacob. How could Isaac later on say to Esau, how could Yitzchak say to Esau, from the fat of the land, he's already given that away to Jacob. How could he give back the same piece of land that he's already given to Jacob? He promised him the fat of the land, and then he goes again, and he said to Esau, you get the fat of the land. So he says, because there is an interesting Gemara that says, when Shlomo married the Bas Paro over there, the angel Gavriel came down and he put a stick into the ocean, and that created the Italy of Greece, that Italy. So it means when he gave him the blessing, it wasn't there yet. So for it, that was something that came later, so his father can still give him a blessing for something new. This is an interesting explanation. So the Rebbe was talking, people wanted a transplant from the Esrogim of Calabria into Israel, because that way we know, Rebbe says, that establishes that these Esrogim have the Chazaka, they have been established to be purebred, you know, they are real Esrogim. But there is other hidden reasons besides that. So basically, the Rebbe says, when you are going to transplant those, first of all, make sure to take from those places where we take this regim from. And the Rebbe gives another, where you take all the years, that's the best place, so we know, because they've been established. And the Rebbe says, maybe to take it from an area which is not cultivated, the people, it's still in the forest, so therefore certainly you can find, so nobody touched it, so we know that they're then from the beginning of time. But so the Rebbe further says, there's another advantage. The Rebbe hints there another advantage with the Calabria Srogim is the Alter Rebbe said, when Hashem said to them in the desert, Lekachtem lochem pre Eitz Hodr, take this Esrog, the pre Eitz Hodr, this beautiful fruit. So where were they going to get in the desert beautiful fruit? So it says that they sent an agent, the Alter Rebbe said, they sent an agent to Calabria, and he brought the Esrogim. So now, you see specifically, he said they sent the agent to Calabria. So that means that there is something.
Calabria could have been a different city with the same name.
No, it means the same place. That's where they used to take it. That was by tradition all these years. And also that it had that advantage, as we said before, that it had all the chayil of Hashem. Now, there's a little bit something that needs to be understood over here. The notes point out, if we say that Calabria wasn't in existence then, because that's why his father gave it to Esav later on, because that only came about when Shlomo married, as we said, but when Hashem told him in the desert, that was way before. So how could he send them to Calabria if there was no Calabria there, whether it was in the water? There's other kinds of ways to try to answer this. Now, but the Rebbe says that that's why what we do is we actually take the Esrog from Calabria, because it has both. It has the history, and it's also in the land that is fat. But there is this person that...
Does that land still exist today?
Yes, they bring. The Chabad uses all over the world, uses those Esrogim. And they charge you like 2-3 times the price, but anyways, so the guy was this person writing to the Rebbe was a little bit upset. How could we say Israel cannot produce such nice fruit? Like we're saying, we got to go to people who are very strong for Israel. What do we got to go to? I mean, the most dealing of Esrog is from Israel, unless some come. Some go to Morocco. I mean, that's another. But so the Rebbe says, no, we're not talking about the capability of producing, but we see that as far as the esrog goes, Torah didn't just say bring an esrog. If the land of Israel produces the best esrogim, so why did the Torah have to say pre-Eitz Hodor? That means that the Torah wants to look for the beautiful, and not just, even though you can get in Israel two nice esrogim, but this is some special. And it doesn't mean that it's lacking anything. Israel isn't lacking anything, but it just means that for the pre-Eitz, we look for even better. The Rebbe, I'm just trying to think here, that, the Rebbe says that the Rebbe wants to find out to the places of where there is a where there's orchards, also to send somebody who understands the language and to speak with the orchard person and find out in a way, innocent, Masech Lefitumah, just to check out with him how they grow, and also to speak. And other people that read there, and then they can, they know how to do it, they can sort of validate that this has not been the best thing. And Rebbe also said to take, there is ways of checking the originality of the esrog. The Rebbe said, take three from three different parts, take from different trees, and then go through by the signs that the has been elaborated, articulated, how to check a kosher esrog. And once you establish that, then you know that it's okay. It's another issue over here whether you can, even if it's a grafted, it's a question if you plant it from the bottom. But the Rebbe says it may not even be an esrog altogether, so you don't know. And
you can't even tell if it's newborn fruit. How can you tell it?
Yeah, well,
taking three. So, from
different parts. The whole discussion over here, the Rebbe is discussing it, but finally, there used to be a rabbi in, a very choshev, an important rabbi, in the, his name, Rebbe Yisrael Jacobson, he was an older, and the person that asks, can you trust him on the kashrut of the esrog, because it's his business, and, you know, it's a big trouble to go there. You know, you have to rely on a person, you know, who sells them later on. So the Rebbe says, the ruling is that one witness is believed when it comes to telling you that it's kosher, even if it's something which is a trouble. And the Rebbe says, to nowadays, we know we can't trust so many people, because that's already, the trust has been sort of shaken, because a lot of it, but the Rebbe says, I'm talking about somebody that I know. He learned in the Holy Yeshiva of Tom Chet Mimim. He's also now of the people who teach Chassidus, the Mashpiyim, and he is believed, and you can trust his